This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Welcome to the Flex Me Christian Fellowship Show, broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay. Praise and worship today begins with Michael W. Smith, Surrounded, Fight My Battles, followed by Ren Collective with Every Giant Will Fall. Phil Wickham comes by with his song, Battle Belongs. And finally, Matt Mayer closes praise and worship with Because He Lives. Amen.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. What we're doing tonight. This is how I fight my battles. Just when you think you're lost. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey!
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
can see the promised land, though there's pain within the plan. There is victory in the end. Your love is my battle cry. When my fears like Jericho build the walls around my soul, when my heart is overthrown, your love is my battle cry, the answer for all my life. Every giant will fall, the mountains will move, every chain of the past you've broken in two. All the fear of the lies, we're singing the truth that
if shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. You shine in the shadow, you win every battle. Nothing can stand against the power of our God. In almighty fortress, you go before us. Nothing. We'll be right back.
Connor Gertson presents today's sermon extract, Strategies to Win the Battle, from the story of David and Goliath.
We're all very familiar, even non-believers are very familiar with the story of David and Goliath. Now, 1 Samuel 17 verse 4, and there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits in a span. Now, that's pretty tall. It's about 9.5 feet. Verse 5, this is Goliath. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. Now, that equates to about 41.5 kilos. This is just the coat of mail that he wore. And many of us probably struggle to even lift 41.5 kilos. That's not the rest of his armor. He also had bronze armor on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and the spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. Now that works out to about 7 kilos. That's just the spear head, you know, the pointy bit on the end. And a shield bearer went before him. Verse 8, this is Goliath, he stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he's able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. In other words, they were terrified and they just didn't know which way to run or to turn. You know, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. Now, David was the son of an Ephrathite of Bethlehem in Judah named Jesse, who had 8 sons. He must have had daughters as well, but 8 sons. In the days of Saul, the man was already old and advanced in years. The 3 oldest sons of Jesse had followed Saul to the battle. And the names of his 3 sons who went to the battle were Eliab, the firstborn, and next to him, Abinadab, and the 3rd, Shammah. David was the youngest. The 3 eldest followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. So here we come to our first strategy to win our battles. First strategy, wait for God. Wait for God. David was obedient to the detail. He trusted God 100%. He did not doubt. He did not waver. And while he was waiting for God, he was doing the mundane, everyday things. While this was happening, he was being trained. That's what was happening. And a lot of people just want to forego that step in their progress. They want to forego the training. We don't like to wait. We're in an instant society. If you're driving around looking for a takeaway place for an instant meal, you go to the one that is quickest in their service, because we don't like to wait 5 minutes when we could get a meal in 3. It's just how we are, unfortunately. But even when David was trained and he was ready, he still waited on God. He waited for God to give him the opportunity to use him. He wasn't grumbling at being left behind looking after the livestock while his brothers are off fighting the war. Even though Samuel had already anointed him as God's chosen one, and he was left to look after the sheep. He kept on doing what he had been tasked to do, and he did it well. Often we think we're ready, and usually we are ready, but we cannot preempt God's timing. And no matter what the situation is, I know what it's like to jump ahead of God. Been there, done that. I've, you know, tried to make things happen. It never ends well. And you just end up frustrated, you end up bitter, and then you've got to work through your bad attitudes and before God can even start to think about using you. But I also know what it is to wait. That waiting is a time of testing. It's a time to hold on. It's a time to prove your faithfulness. It's a time to prove your commitment. It's a time to excel at what you're currently doing. And when God blesses and gives you the go-ahead, you will know. And the doors will be opened. He has a purpose and he has a plan for each of our lives. And it may take time, but it will happen. We need to be obedient. Sometimes when we're asked to do something, what is your first thought? Yay, God's chosen me. Or, oh, I hope I can do this. You know, I just need to equip myself. I need to do this, then I need to do that. I need to pray. I need to fast. I need to seek the Lord and spend time in prayer. Build myself up in the Holy Ghost. And then maybe with God's help, I'll be ready. You should be ready now. Should be ready now. Your period of training is now. Don't wait for the time when you're called. When God calls, you should be ready. You should be ready to go out firing. We are in an army. And you know, when a general comes and he calls for volunteers or he commands the troops to step up, you just don't say, oh, hang on, wait a minute, I've just got to go off and work out at the gym for a wee while. Build up my fitness. You should be ready now. If the general's looking around his troops and he sees some that are disinterested or unfit, guess what? He's not going to call you, is he? You might stay alive, but you're not really living. You might be breathing, but you're not truly functioning. And you're not going to be of much use in the battle. You know, God's grace is amazing. It's so all-encompassing. It will cover you. But it's up to you if you want to serve him or not. It's up to you if you want your Christian life to be more than just rocking up on Sunday. I mean, I understand not everyone wants to be on the front line. But we're not serving someone who doesn't know what he's doing. We're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You know, in truth, you're safer with him in the front line than you are way back in the camp. Because what does the enemy like to do? He likes to come around and pick up the stragglers and the idle. You're safer with him. Moving right along. Verse 16. For 40 days the Philistine came forward and took a stand morning and evening. And Jesse said to David his son, take for your brothers an ephah of this parched grain and these 10 loaves and carry them quickly to the camp to your brothers. Also, take these 10 cheeses to the commander of the 1,000. See if your brothers are well, and bring some token from them. A token just meant a response, you know, some information, something to let them know that they were well, they were still alive, and so on. So the second strategy, live a life of obedience. Thing is, David was willing to do whatever Jesse had asked him to do, even if it meant going to the battlefield. Whoever God sets an authority over us requires our obedience. Could be our parents, could be our boss, could be the school teacher, could be our pastors, could be church leaders who have authority in a particular area. You know, you just might be chafing at the bit. You might be sick and tired of being told what to do. But obedience is a key to a submissive and humble heart. God can't use the proud because the proud always think they know better. And they're not willing to do the menial tasks. When we look at Jesus, why did he wash his disciples' feet? It's a practical job. It needed to be done, but there was nobody humble enough to step up. Your feet, they're the lowest part of the body for a reason. True? I mean, these feet, these disciples hadn't spent the day at a podiatrist or a chiropodist. They hadn't been there getting their nails done and their feet massaged and so on. They had been wearing sandals, walking out, dodging donkey poo and camel poo and goodness knows what. No one would have given it a second thought if Jesus had washed their hands or poured anointing oil on his feet, on his head, sorry. But their feet, it's a humbling thing. I mean, I've been in the foot washing things. It's not me. It's not me, but I've been there, done that. And Jesus isn't asking us to actually do that. He's just giving us an example of humility, an example of service, how we can serve each other. He did it. We should be doing it too. Serving in humility and obedience, and serving without grumbling, doing it with love and obediently. Verse 19, now Saul and they and all the men of Israel were in the valley of Elah fighting with the Philistines. And David rose early in the morning and left the sheep with a keeper and took the provisions and went as Jesse had commanded him. And he came to the encampment as the host was going out to the battle line, shouting the war cry. And Israel and the Philistines drew up for battle, army against army. And David left things in charge of the keeper of the baggage and ran to the ranks and went and greeted his brothers. As he talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before, and David heard him. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who has come up? Surely he has come up to defy Israel. And the king, he will enrich the man who kills him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel. And David said to the men who stood by him, what shall be done for the man who kills this Philistine and takes away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? And the people answered him in the same way, so shall it be done to the man who kills him. Lord, the battle is yours, it's not ours. The victory is yours, it is not ours. Lord, it is your power, your strength, and your guidance, Lord, that takes us through. Lord, I thank you for the way that you have equipped each one of us with the unique tools that we need to perform our unique ministries. Lord, let us not despise early beginnings. Let us not despise training. Let us not despise the waiting period. But Lord, let us always look to you. Lord, I pray that you will strengthen our faith, strengthen our commitment. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.
In closing, we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the Flaxmere Christian Fellowship on Radio Hawke's Bay.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.